B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, hey, everybody. It's Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder in beautiful Cape Coral. Originally, his daddy ran one in Cape May, New Jersey.
Right.
And then when he was too old to manage the store, he gave it to his son, Tony, who ran it into the ground, had to leave New Jersey, and came to Cape Coral, where he continued his success. How you been, buddy?
Stan, I have been going through absolute hell.
What are you talking about? What's wrong?
I need your advice on something.
Okay.
And I need you to be straight with me.
All right. Will you take my advice?
Yes.
Okay. That means no. What do you need my advice on, old man?
I've heard you talk about the fact that you went to college to be some sort of psychiatrist.
I was going to be a psychologist.
Okay. So maybe you can help me figure out what's going on here. It's Timmy.
Oh.
He's got me very concerned.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been monitoring his behavior.
You drinking or crying?
Both. And it's become very concerning.
All right. Does he live at your house now?
He always has.
Have you illegally adopted him?
No, I just feel responsible for him.
Okay.
Right. And so I've been monitoring his behavior. I've been very concerned.
Okay.
And so I decided today to make some phone calls.
Jeez, you want and a phone?
I guess that these days you're not supposed to make phone calls. You're supposed to do everything on a web.
Best to email, text,
well,
all that stuff.
When I called, they said everything must go through the portal.
Yeah, well, there's a portal that's online, and yes. What is it, for health reasons? A portal, and a lot of times that'll be like for, medical things and all of that stuff. Like,
exactly.
Like at my doctor, I want to find out about my appointment. I'll go to my doctor's portal that has my name on it, and I can see everything that's happened.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is, and they kept telling me it had to go through that. Finally, I called back his medical center, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't know what a portal is, and I need to speak to a head shrinker. And the lady starts
I'd hang
telling
up on you.
Me, well, she tells me that I'm being inappropriate
yes.
and problematic.
Well, you are problematic, and that is inappropriate.
And I said, so, is he not available? And she says, what makes you so sure that it's a he? You know, there are very capable women psychiatrists, too. I said,
that's
oh,
true. That's
sake.
True. But that's true,
so
Tony.
So, fraud is mouthing off to me, and I said, you know what? If you can't put me through to the head shrinker,
a psychiatrist,
I would be just as happy if you could put me through to his secretary so I can make an appointment.
Okay. For yourself, you need a head shrinker?
No, it's for Timmy.
You're not his guardian.
But look, this broad, she starts in on me.
Rightfully so.
And there's a moment of silence because I said, just put me through the secretary.
Yes.
And there's a moment of silence and she just says, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't use secretary anymore.
What?
Secretary, that's not a term used anymore, secretary. That's an old, that's
says,
another problematic term.
And she says, I cannot connect you to his secretary. However, I would gladly put your call through to his administrative assistant.
That's the proper word to use now, administrative assistant. That's the word. Secretary's an old word.
And I said, look, lady, I don't need to speak to some fancy administrative assistant. I just need somebody that can take a pen in her hand and write down, Tony needs appointment for Timmy.
Okay. And did that get you somewhere?
And then she hung up on me.
Of course she did. One, you can't make appointments for Timmy because you're not his legal parent. You have not adopted. There's no papers drawn up. He just hasn't gone away. Two, he has to go and have all the forms done, and he has to be the one to make an appointment. That would come from his primary physician to go and speak with somebody, a head shrinker.
Well,
you have nothing in the matter. You have nothing in the matter, and I would have hung up on you, too.
Well, luckily, Kate Quarrel has grown, and there's more than one head shrinker in town.
So you called somebody up. You should have an appointment for yourself. You should go and talk to a head shrinker.
So I call head shrinker number two.
Okay.
And his secretary starts reading me the riot act, just like you did, about how I can't do this and I can't do that. And eventually she says, there may be one way that you can help this gentleman who is not a blood relative, blah, blah, blah. And she suggested that I get in touch with a Mr. Baker.
No. That's a Baker act.
She said if I call Mr. Baker, he's the only one.
Yes.
That could, send the guys with the straitjackets out, you know.
They would take Big Tim and ask him a few questions. They're not.
They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. Ho ho.
Take you away. That would be if Big Tim was a danger to himself or others, you could go and have him evaluated. But you don't want to do that either. He's not anybody or threatening to kill himself, you idiot.
I'm still not getting anywhere because every Dr. Baker I call doesn't know what I'm talking about.
It's the Baker Act. Okay, so did you get anywhere with anybody? Because you're calling me.
The one Dr. Baker that I got through, he's a podiatrist.
Right. It's not Dr. Okay.
He says, I'm no head shrinker.
Oh, for Pete's sake. What can I do for you?
Well, because you have training in this.
Yeah, but I'm not a doctor.
Well, the doctors that I have talked to, Stan, they all got rocks in their head.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm just trying to call a head shrinker because I need Timmy's head examined.
He's seen
a video.
Yes.
I don't even know how to describe it, Dan. I never seen nothing like it.
Are you saying he's watching inappropriate videos on YouTube?
Absolutely. And there is a video of a man with female breasts, and he's running track against all of these normal women, and the guy wins the race. They're putting medals on him, and Timmy says, you know what? If I just tell people I'm a girl, I could be like an Olympic wrestler.
Tony, I know what you're talking about, and I'm bothered by it, too.
And Stan, I'll have you know this. The head shrinkers are crazy, because the one doctor I finally got through to, when I finally tell him the whole story about Timmy wanting to put on a dress and wrestle women, he starts talking to me about how much hormone therapy costs. And I said, I want you to fix the problem, not go along with his delusions.
Tony, you're a guy that grew up in the 50s and 60s, all right? It was different then. Now you can go and whatever you identify, put the smoke down, whatever you can identify with, that's who you are. That's why they're now saying, you know what, you can go and use the men's room. You're a girl. Guy can go and use the girls' room. And now they're allowing transgender men to go and participate in sporting events, women sporting events, and they're beating all these women because it's really a man running against girls.
Well, he showed me the YouTube video. He's got a point because this fella, he was a mile ahead of the nearest teammate.
I saw the track and field one where the guy, won, and they and left all the other girls in the dust, and there are a lot of women's groups that are saying this is wrong. Timmy, Big Tim, wants to go and identify as a woman?
He only wants to do it because he knows he's stronger than girls.
Well, you can't do it that way. You have to live your whole life, you know. Everything and you do is about girls.
And then I got this doctor who, and you know what? Timmy will get over this real quick when the doctor explains how he's going to cut it off.
Yeah.
I know Timmy don't want that.
Yep. And I think, let me ask you.
Are you telling me that I should go out and buy him a skirt and call him?
I'm not saying that. Let's.
Oh, yes. This is Tammy. Yes, we don't notice the fact that Tammy is 6'9".
Well, hey, there's an angle for you. Why don't you, around the restaurant and around the house, call him Tammy? And then he'll get mad about that, and you're saying, well, you want to be a girl? Well, your name's Tammy now.
Now, see, that's common sense. That might work.
You call him everything he does. Call him Tammy.
Yeah.
When he's at the restaurant working, when he's at home, because I know he sleeps in the same bedroom as you, and today, hey, lie down next to me, Tammy.
You know what? Why couldn't the doctor tell me that? Just make fun of him.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This is the Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And, I realized something. Hi, Haney.
Hi, Stan. You sound a little stuffed up.
I am. I got sinus issues as well as you do.
Just the corona.
Okay. I'm going to say this about corona.
Because I was going to ask you, because we're living in the days of the corona.
Yeah.
What do you think my odds are if I just...
Not good.
If I just text the doctor and go, can you give me a Z-Pack,
no, that
please?
That ain't gonna happen. Although you might be able to, since you saw him not too long ago. I got to tell you this about the corona. Because, again, far more people have died from the flu and have caught the flu in this time around. I get a call. I'm not going to use names. I can't. It's someone I highly respect. And somebody that is in the know. That's all I'm going to say. That's all the audience needs to know. Somebody I highly respect and somebody in the know. Calls up my wife and I over the weekend and says, what do you think of this corona?
Wait a second. Called your private home phone and that's what they say to you?
Yeah. What do you think about this corona?
I'm surprised you didn't hang up.
Hi, how are you?
If I did that, you'd hang up on me.
I'm shortening the conversation. Getting to the meat and potatoes. What do you think about this corona?
Yeah, hi, Stan. How you doing?
That's not how
what do you think of this corona?
I'm jumping in. I'm fast-forwarding to the meat.
That's something I don't know how to do.
Never have. right to the, what do you think about the corona? And we said, we're keeping an eye. I mean, it's far more likely I'm going to catch the flu than I'm going to catch the corona. I'm telling you this. Stock up now. Get your water. Get your provisions. I'm hearing from top people that it's going to be everywhere. And that you won't be able to... I said, what, like getting stuff ready for a hurricane? Yes. Get your supplies. Be prepared. Because in weeks, this is... I'm like, oh, bye. I'll talk to you later. See, now I just said the goodbyes, cut all that out. Said that. I don't want to hear any more about it. I'll talk to you later. But there are people...
That truly believe that.
That truly believe it, and that they're setting, panic is setting in, and that's all government and news media generated. But there are people that are buying it hook, line, and sinker.
Well,
like Robin buying all the gas masks and stuff.
Well, I think we credit Rob with more intelligence than that. It was. His motivation wasn't to protect against the coronavirus. It was to make sure he could eat in his own home.
Right, to make his wife happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But, you know, if there's one good thing to come out of it, it's that finally I heard someone say it during the regular news. And no one believes me when I say things. You know that.
Yeah.
They go, oh, that couldn't be true. But keep an eye on this word, supply chain. Because when the globalists got their way,
yeah.
Everything that we made in America, we stopped making everything. All we're supposed to be is consumers.
Yeah, and it's shipped in from everywhere.
And one of those critical things that should have been thought of not as a commercial thing, but as a national security issue, medicine. Yeah. We don't make it here anymore.
Your generics and stuff come from all over the world, in third world countries.
I think it's like 90% China and India.
Isn't there a thing, and this is how, you know, with your generic drugs, I think I saw somewhere, you know how you can make your own cigarettes at home with a cigarette machine?
Sure.
I think you can do that with pills.
Yeah, I
you
think
get
you
your
can
compounds.
Do, well, and, all of, you got to get out the old mortar and pestle
yeah,
and go to work.
And then it got a machine where you can crank it down and it makes a pill.
Well, you might call it a machine, but it would be called a machine in 1800.
Right.
But it's gears and
yes,
you got to keep
and
it.
You can like, make your
and,
own.
And you got to make sure you keep them greased.
Yep. Yeah, and some of that is natural transfer into the medication.
Yeah, transference. Yeah, it's unavoidable.
This weekend.
But hopefully that will make your average person realize why it is that some people oppose, quote-unquote, globalism.
Yeah.
I like things like medicines and bullets made in the USA.
I agree with you.
Tanks,
yeah.
Aircraft, ships.
First time I ever went, Saturday I went out to Babcock Ranch to look at what was going on out there. They're building a whole city out there, by the way. They're building
well,
a whole city.
You're just feeling a little nosy?
Well, it was they had...
What
they,
goes on back here?
Remember that show, Wayward Pines?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminded me of that.
Well, then we're not supposed to talk about
no,
it if we're lucky enough to get an invite.
I just went to visit. They had a, what they call their parade of homes, and they wanted you to go and visit the country club out there.
At Wayward Pines.
And that's what I'm not calling it Babcock. It's Wayward Pines. Don't go into the woods. Stay in your area.
And everything's fine.
But it is absolutely gorgeous.
And as long as you stay.
Yeah, you're fine. You go over a bridge. And once you get into the bridge, it's its own town. They've got...
And then when you go to leave, there's a couple of guys and a couple of jeeps that... Howdy, folks! Yep. You know, it's dangerous out here.
Yep. Oh, you got to have your passes and your and to let... You got to check in. If you're out an outsider, you got to check in. And then...
But you don't really know what happens if you're an insider,
no.
though, either, do
no.
you?
But they got
Did they gather on the town green to welcome you?
They got one there. They've got a town green there, and they said, go and enjoy the tavern. I get it. It's so nice.
If you belong there.
And they'd like you to become a resident. So nice. They've got their own hospital. They've got their own schools. They've got their own stores.
What about anti-aircraft?
I don't know. I don't know what's underneath the tarpaulin.
Well, they wouldn't tell you that right away anyway.
So there you
go. Did you see any structures where you wondered, I wonder what that building's for?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you're fine.
Yes. All right. We got to take a break, and that'll give us a great opportunity to tell you it continues.
You let me know if you're thinking about buying out there, because I might come with you.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. I was out there. I saw everything.
But I don't know what they're looking for. They're looking for, you know, vital people.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes, yes. That's all I'm going to tell you. Yes, it's a healthy community.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends at Naples Nissan are continuing. You've heard by now that if you got a car that's 8 years old, 80,000 miles or under, they're going to give you the MSRP. They're continuing this. And not only are they continuing
it. No, there's got to be a catch where it's limited to one certain model or something.
And by the way.
So you're telling me it can be Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Hyundai, Kia.
Yeah, Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler.
All of them, pretty much.
And they'll give you the MSRP on a new 2019 or 2020 Nissan done at Naples Nissan. Go to NaplesNissan.com, and they got like 400 cars to choose from, and pick out the one you want. Your car under 80,000, under 8 years old, that's 2012, they'll give you the MSRP.
I don't know how they're doing that. I don't know how that makes business sense. But if it's me, I just take advantage of it and no questions asked on my part.
Offer on select models with approved credit and cannot be combined.
And
visit NaplesNissan.com for full details.
And you just sit there like the cat that's just eaten the canary.
Yep.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with a bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're here with you. If you want to call into the show, 277-9600. You contribute. We might have some prizes for you. What do I got? I got Collier County Fair tickets. I've got Everblades tickets, Busch Gardens tickets, Black Keys tickets. You want to call in and contribute to the show? I could throw you a prize. Also, we've got our local beat. This is incredibly disturbing, especially following the toe sucker incident from last week. Because this stuff, and Haney, you brought it up. Well, don't they do some kind of background check on these people? And again, you can't find out that they got a kink. You just find out if they've been arrested or something.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that it's not necessarily a highly skilled position, but you're putting them in a massive position of trust.
James Lipton just passed away at the age of 93 from the Actors Studio.
And guest on this show.
Yes, sir. This local beat story, and I'll get to your phone calls after we finish this story. Maybe pick up a prize. This story is on the heels of the toe sucker. And this happened, I guess, like a year and a half ago, but just now a lawsuit has been brought.
And so now we're allowed to know.
Now we're allowed to know what the allegations are of this one. So Friday we had the toe sucker. Today we've got something far creepier, and you say background check. Where's the background check?
Why do I get the idea that things like that wouldn't happen at the hospital in Wayward Pines?
Correct. They wouldn't happen there. headline. This is from the Fort Myers News Press. Headline, Park Royal Hospital patient claims staffer groped her, tried to pay her for sex. And it gets into a little bit of detail.
Oh, where is this?
This is Park Royal Hospital. It's Lee County's only inpatient psychiatric hospital.
Okay. Park Royal, that sounds really
nice. Sounds nice. A woman who...
My first thought is Megan involved in this? Because they like to use the word royal.
I don't know. No, I don't know. She's not involved. No names here, though, from what I see. Just a fake name. A woman who received emergency mental health treatment at Park Royal Hospital in 2018 now claims in a lawsuit an employee at the psychiatric health center groped her and offered to pay her for sex. There's the building right there, Haney.
It's a nice building.
Yeah. Park Royal's CEO, Colby Wright, said he can't specifically respond to the allegations, but said the South Fort Myers Health Center plans to vigorously defend itself in court. He added in a written statement, every employee at the hospital undergoes a comprehensive pre-employment screening and background check. In addition, the hospital maintains a zero-tolerance policy for any action that could endanger the physical or emotional well-being of a patient. The woman...
That's important.
That's good to know, yeah.
Yeah, zero-tolerance policies. I'm a big fan.
Yep.
I have a personal zero tolerance for things that bother me.
Yep. Always have.
Zero tolerance.
That's not just 21st century Mark Haney talking right there.
Yeah, it's always been that
way. It's always been that since the beginning. The woman named in the lawsuit as Samantha Doe to protect her identity said an unidentified male employee touched her breasts over and under her clothes during her stay in June 2018 and further sexually assaulted and battered her. According to the lawsuit filed this month in Lee Circuit Court, she was admitted to Park Royal under the state's Baker Act, which allows for involuntary mental health evaluations for people considered a threat to themselves or others. The woman, who is 33, also claims that the employee gave her a razor blade and tweezers and watched her shave her genital area. And she said he asked her how much he could pay her for sex and what kind of drugs did she want.
Well, it's a man who evidently knows how to conduct business in the mental hospital.
Jeez. Furthermore, the lawsuit alleges that patients and staff members warned the hospital about the employee's other flirtatious and inappropriate sexual comments. And it claims the employee provided...
I wouldn't call that flirtatious.
Neither would I. But that's the word they used. And it claims the employee provided an employment application and resume that was false and misleading. And that said falsities were easily detectable. But evidently they claim that the hospital didn't go and verify any of these things. The complaint does not specify what information was allegedly false or easily contradicted by adequate background checks. Park Royal Hospital, as I said, is Lee County's only inpatient psychiatric hospital. And apparently this isn't the first. It has faced a number of lawsuits in recent years involving former patients who claim they were sexually assaulted at the hospital. So this woman claims it happened in June 2018, just now bringing the lawsuit.
Have you...
So go figure.
Have you seen how the race is changing in the Democratic primaries?
Yeah, everybody's dropping out.
Now...
Klobuchar's out, Buttigieg is out.
Amy is out.
Yep.
She's endorsed Biden.
Yeah, and Buttigieg is endorsing Biden.
Yeah, Booty Judge.
Yep.
He's endorsing Biden. But you know who else dropped out?
Who? Steyer dropped out.
Yeah, and Rob, I hope you can find this video for me. I wish that Tom Steyer had withdrawn from the race maybe just a couple of days earlier, because he's done something now.
What?
That will never, ever go away.
Something he said or something? Oh, is that him? Him dancing?
Him dancing to on stage with Juvenile. Can we bring it up?
Yeah, I got
to the rap super hit "Back That Ass Up," and he's got his wife and daughter on stage dancing with Juvenile. That'll never go away.
No,
he's a businessman. What is that? Then look at the wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's... Yeah, it's... Oh, my God. My God.
Now...
2779600.
Is he under the impression that that would garner votes?
Yes. Yes, he is. That he's a guy that likes to have fun, too.
And engages with African Americans.
Yes. He gets along with everybody.
That's what that's telling
me. I don't know.
Because you're a long time campaign consultant.
Yep.
Back to Ike.
I would not have him do that.
Was there no one there to tell him no?
He's out of the race. I think that's.
But this was before.
And somebody saw it, one of his aides.
Okay, Tom.
Said, withdraw now.
That's enough.
It's time to get out now.
You got to, you know what? You've made a lot of money. You want to lose it?
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Thomas?
Yes, Thomas. What can I do for you?
Nothing. I was just calling to see what's going on, how you guys doing. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
Well, more importantly, what's going on with you, Tom?
I just got out of the hospital, actually.
Oh, what's wrong?
Intestinal astritis.
Oh, jeez.
You do not want it.
How do you get that?
Hereditary and maybe a little too many beers.
So they have to do surgery, or they just have to give you a bunch of medicine?
Skeneptonine, or I don't know. It begins with an S.
Did they have to cut you?
No.
They just give them a liquid thing to help it pass.
Yeah, and when you have to go, you have to go immediately.
Well, yeah, they want
to
flush you out. They want to complete
so
flush.
So is it all better now, Tom?
75%.
Jesus, I feel for you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's bad.
I'm
a retired golf pro.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Where were you a golf pro at?
I was the head golf professional at Palmetto Pine Country Club in Cape Coral, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? You get too old?
My eyesight. My assistant just got his card. They paid him half the money.
Somebody's going to do it for less.
You know what? Everybody thinks, I want to be a golf pro, but they don't know what it's like having to deal with the members and all of the BS.
Oh, it's not just playing golf every day, buddy.
Yeah.
No, there's no golf involved.
You got to be like a politician.
Yep. In the summer you can go, but you're
not in season.
Dealing against the heat and the rain.
Oh, hell yeah! What would you like?
I'd like a Busch Gardens ticket.
All right.
Tom.
I'll tell you what I do.
Huh?
I will donate a half hour round of lesson.
Tom,
I could do it at Eastwood.
You know what? Yeah. Let's wait until you're feeling better. You've been through hell.
Yeah. Been through hell and back.
Just enjoy it, okay?
Just enjoy them, all right?
Yep. And I have to go down to Pasadena Beach Road, right?
For what?
Stan and Haney Boulevard.
Past Bonita Beach Road?
Do you know where the Walmart is in Estero?
Yeah, you know where that is?
Yeah.
I've been to the place.
It's near there.
Are you coming from Fort Myers or Naples?
Fort Myers.
Yeah, and you just head south on 41.
Yeah, you don't come anywhere near close to Bonita Beach Road.
Oh, it's before that.
Yes, sir.
Way before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Hold on.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
See, I knew there was something there.
Doesn't even know where he is right now.
Ain't easy being a golf pro.
No.
I mean, it's easy when you're, 30. You're on top of the world.
Oh, sorry.
What happened?
Some ice in the Yeti you gave me.
It's a nice cup.
It's a damn nice cup. Keep that ice has been in there since 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, that's not that impressive.
We're going to take a break.
I prefer
what?
Environmentally friendly disposable styrofoam.
Yeah, always have. They wouldn't like that at Wayward Pines.
Wait a second. Is Wayward Pines one of those places where they try to give you a plastic paper straw and see if you say anything about it?
Give me a paper straw.
I want to live in some eco village.
It's very green.
I don't like that.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up what we started on Friday. Some memorable stories from some memorable people.
I like red meat and cigars, cigarettes,
that type of thing. Later on today, we're Stan and Haney.
They serve red meat?
Yeah, they do.
Good.
Yeah. They also have veggie burgers.
I don't want to see anything on their menu that says sensible.
There's a lot of that. We'll be back. Headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this week in a particular year. We're going to start at the bottom of American Top 40 this week. And show you what was on the charts, stuff that would eventually become a lot of great classic rock that happened to fall on the charts that week.
Mm-hmm.
But we did this on Friday, and I didn't get through them all. And again, it's, collect them when you can, because there's hundreds of them as far as Haney and I are concerned. Just moments when we were talking to somebody and went off script a little bit, and they offered a little something that we weren't expecting. I'll take five. Take 20 if I can get it. I'm going to go back about 9-10 years ago. I don't know. Thank you. No matter how you feel about this guy, and shortly after we spoke with him, the S hit the fan. But for decades, Bill Cosby was the voice of reason for our families, our kids, TV shows,
I hate what
movies,
they've done to him.
And yeah, when Bill Cosby spoke back, say, a decade ago and to the beginning, people listened. He was a regular guest on our show. And at the time, my daughter was 17 and thought she had the cat by the tail. Said, I'm turning 18 in a few months. I'm an adult. I'm going off on my own. I don't want any more help from you guys. And who better to ask for some advice at the time was Bill Cosby, who kind of summed it up quite simply. Here we are with Bill Cosby. Advice for a 17-year-old who thinks I'm an adult.
Yeah.
My daughter is 17.
How old?
17, and she's going to be 18.
And you have to bring this.
Of course.
You have to bring this to the wise man.
And
now
I have to bring it to the wise man right here.
Speak unto it, my brother.
She is telling me that at 18, I'm an adult. I'm going to get my own place. I'm going to have my own money. I'm going to have my own job. And it keeps throwing me back to the conversation you had on your television show
with Theo.
With Theo, please explain the situation so that everybody that's got a kid that's 17, still at home, still in school.
And they think it's about to happen.
Well, this is a no-brainer. This is really a no-brainer. You look at this person who's talking to you, and if you want to close it down quickly, you know, you say, give me some proof. You be your daughter, and I'm you.
Okay.
You say it to me the way she said it.
Dad, I'm going to be 18 in 3 months. I'm going to be an adult. I want to move to California. I want to go and get my own place. I'm moving in with my girlfriend, and we're going to live together.
Prove it.
Well, I can go. I've got my own money in the bank.
How much?
I've got $500.
Good, good. Did,
I got $500.
That'll last you a one-way ticket. No, don't worry about that. What I want you to worry about is the fact that, like Theo, she doesn't have instructions.
Mm-hmm.
She really doesn't have instructions, and if you pretend that you're really scared, and if you tell her she doesn't know what she's doing, you're going to be in trouble.
Yep.
The fun part of this is she is not thinking, and you can have you can extend this where you're just having a ball. I mean, just sitting there looking at her, saying, okay, all you have to do as a parent and an experienced living human being is go down the list. All right. And all the list is, okay, how prepared is she? She says, the only thing that this girl has that is solid and makes any sense at all is her first sentence to you, which was,
I'm going to be 18 in six
stop.
Months.
Now, after that, everything fell apart.
Bill Cosby. And that was, a year later, and jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We were such a different breed, though.
I know.
Because we did it.
I know. About 24 years ago, we talked to the last surviving member of the Rat Pack, Joey Bishop. Let me tell you, I'm going to play you just a clip. We had Joey Bishop on probably for about an hour. And he told us a whole bunch of stuff. But we wanted to know about the Rat Pack. What was it like? What was Frank Sinatra like? What was the Rat Pack like? Yeah, he was more than happy to tell us about those days.
You know, it's not every day that you get to talk to a legend. And Joey Bishop let me know that he was doing me a favor by talking to me. And
I didn't say I was doing you a favor. On the contrary, you are doing me a favor by allowing me to talk and say hello to some of the fans I may have in Fort Myers.
You know, it is such an honor to speak with you. Before we get the interview going, are you feeling good? Are you okay? Is everything health-wise good for you?
Are you a radio person or a doctor?
What kind of guy is Frank Sinatra from your perspective?
There is no one kind of a guy. There is different guys to different people. You understand? You could be the nicest guy in the world if you meet a heel. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You're
sure.
Not the nicest guy in the world anymore, right? Honesty was the only prerequisite as far as the Klan was concerned, as far as the Rat Pack was concerned. If you're honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who came up with the name?
Well, the name belonged originally to Humphrey Bogart. It was called the Holmesby Hills Rat Pack.
Ah.
And Judy Garland was in it. And Frank was in it. Yes.
And so it just carried over to you guys when the whole Vegas.
I don't know. They wrote a book. A guy named Richard Gammon wrote a book. And it was called Sinatra and the Rat Pack.
Did you guys like the name?
We didn't bother, didn't care. Don't know what it meant.
Uh-huh.
I was going to write a book at one time entitled I Was a Mouse in the Rat Pack. Yeah.
Now, the Rat Pack, I mean, the big people in the Rat Pack, of course, were yourself, Sammy, Frank, Dean, and Peter Lawford.
And I think Shirley MacLaine was honorary.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, she was never a full-fledged Rat Packer.
I don't know what they mean by full-fledged Rat Pack. You know, some guys are claiming they were members of the Rat Pack. I never saw them at Frank's home. You know what I mean? I never saw them when we were working in Vegas. You understand?
What was a party like at Frank's home back in those days?
With the party you're not going to believe it. It was watching. There was one time we went there, and I swear to you, as God is my judge, we watched 7 movies. 7.
But you got all the latest flicks, though, right?
Huh?
You got all the latest films.
Oh, yes, before they even showed. By the way, for your information, the day that Sammy lost his eye, I pinched for him the first show that night.
Now, he lost that in a car accident.
2 women going to church. You hear?
Uh-huh.
Ran a red light.
And that's how it happened. And then you went in and did the show for him that he was scheduled to do?
Yeah, that night, I volunteered to do the show for him. You know, it's all that stuff was crap-a-rooty. You understand?
Crap-a-rooty.
You know, and here's why it's such an honor to speak with you. There's not too many people left around that can tell that story.
But because what they're giving you is hearsay.
Yeah.
You understand? I worked there.
I know.
By the way, before we forget, I want to remind you that he passed away on Christmas morning.
That's true.
8:30, and I got a call around 8 o'clock. And then the TV people started calling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy said to me, Joey, can you imagine Dean Martin passed away on Christmas morning? And I said to him, can you think of a nicer Christmas gift for heaven?
Joey Bishop, who's long gone. Last of the Rat Packers. We had the King, Richard Petty, on. And
at a very particular moment in time.
Yeah, and it was before Dale Earnhardt Sr. had his crash, and his grandson was racing at the time. Both Dale Earnhardt and his grandson are no longer with us. But we asked King Richard, how do you know when it's time to leave? And he even said in the statement, Dale Earnhardt is at that stage now where he's not going to win races, and you start thinking about other things, and that can be a problem. Here is the King, Richard Petty, on the Stan and Haney Show.
On the phone with us right now, a true racing legend. He's the King, Richard Petty. Hi, Richard.
How's it going?
Going good. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, man.
What goes in a race car driver to say, hey, your time's up?
You know, that's a good question, okay? I won my last race in 1984 at Daytona. Won the 200th win in July. And I drove probably for 3 or 4 years figuring that I was as good as I ever was. Well, finally one day I still figured I wasn't. I still drove another 3 or 4 years just because I loved to drive a race car. I'd done it all my life. That's all I'd ever wanted to do. And even though I wasn't winning, I still got the high by just being out there. But I knew in my mind that if everybody fell out, I still wasn't going to win, you know, one of those kind of deals. But, you say, well, is it your nerve? No, I know better than that. Is it your reflexes? No, I know better than that. Is it your eyesight? No, I know better than that. I think the desire just finally dwindles, and you don't have that little extra that it takes to make a winner. You can go out, and you can be competitive, and you can compete. But to be a winner, it's just a little special something there, which I don't know what it is. But anyhow, whatever it was, I lost that part. And I think that's what happens to the rest of the majority of any kind of athlete.
Yeah, because, you know, you look at a guy like Dale Earnhardt winning all the races that he has, and such a hot racer on NASCAR right now. What makes him so special versus the guy that finishes 20th or 22nd and finishes in the middle of the pack? Is his car that much faster? Is he that much smarter on the racetrack?
Well, Probably a combination. Okay. No, I'll tell you, no matter what you've got, you look at any sport, you look at any driver, you look at golfers, football players, baseball, there's a lot of real good people. In other words, and we'll say racing, there's a lot of good drivers, but they wouldn't have never made it to Winston Cup.
Yeah.
But there's always a handful that are winners. All 40 people can't be winners. They might have been winners where they were at, but when they get to the big league, they're not winners. They're good drivers, but they never got there. But there's just time and room for three or four or five winners at any one given time. And Earnhardt just happens to be, at that particular time, he came along, and he was the best of the best at that particular time.
Yeah.
Now he's getting outshined. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's on a downhill drag where you was asking a while ago. What goes is not his desire. You know what I mean? I mean, he's still in his mind. He thinks he's as good or better than he ever was. And he gets mad when the race is over because he wants to get out there and outrun everybody. But one of these days he'll just say, okay, you know, it's just not here. You know, I got too much invested doing something else. And a lot of times I think most any athlete, as they get older, they invest in things, they get grandchildren or they get kids. Their top priority is not football or baseball or racing. There's something in there that, if you're not careful, is more important to them than what they started off as.
There he goes, the king. He
had a lot more to say, too.
He had a lot more to say. Now, I'm going to play you a clip full of a bunch of bull. When he was alive and had plenty of time on his hands, Mickey Rooney came on the show. Number one star in the world. He was in, like, the 30s.
Well, you think about the people that we're talking to. There was a time, it built in the 70s and then in the 80s, Bill Cosby was the top of show business. The Rat Pack was the top of show business. No better driver ever than Richard Petty.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about Mickey Rooney. I mean, you can say the man had a career, but he had several careers, from kid actor to top box office to supporting.
Yeah. And we had Mickey Rooney, and we were playing one foot in front of the other. He heard us playing the song, and that got him going on Charlie Chaplin and Marilyn Monroe in what I consider just gold. Inaccurate, but gold. Here from a long time ago, when we had Mickey Rooney on the show. Listen to this piece of work. He wanted to talk.
Hi, Mickey.
Well, hi. Who am I speaking to, Stan? Or
yeah,
Haney?
You got Haney here too.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Haney, and hi, Stan.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine.
Well, we're listening to your Christmas thing. Put one foot in front of the other.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that was from Santa Claus is Coming to Town, isn't it?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Fred Astaire.
You knew Charlie Chaplin?
Without any equivocation.
What was this guy like? Genius, obviously, but what was he like? I heard he could be a tough one.
Not at all.
That he was a very demanding kind of guy.
Well, only of himself. He never demanded anything of anybody else. He was probably one of the nicest human beings that ever lived.
Did you see the film they did recently with Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes, I didn't like it particularly.
Well, so you don't think that was an accurate portrayal at all?
No, I'll tell you why. First of all, if you'll have noticed in the picture, which you didn't, I pick up on everything. Robert Downey happens to be a magnificent young actor. But the thing that you didn't notice that I noticed... And I think that it was really a very, very bad faux pas on the director's part, not having done his homework. Robert Downey has brown eyes.
Yes.
Charlie Chaplin has steel blue eyes. It's an entirely different look when you put the blue eyes over the mustache and the derby and the hat and the cane swashling along.
Let me ask you another question. You invented the stage name for Marilyn Monroe?
I didn't invent the stage name. I invented the new name.
That's what it is.
From Barbara Jean to Marilyn Monroe.
You came up with Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
How did that come about?
Well, I told her I got her from Ray Anthony's home, and I drove her back in town into her apartment. And was on Ventura Boulevard many, many, many years ago.
This is a man that's lived some life.
You better believe
he's going to pick up Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. And I took her from there, and she went along with me, and I said, I want to have a long talk with you, Marilyn. And she said, you men are alike. And I said, oh, that isn't the kind of talking I'm talking about, Marilyn. We're talking about business here. I said, first of all, when we finally got into the apartment, I said, I want to change your name. I said, Barbara Jean, it's not gonna work, not gonna play. I knew that you were married in San Francisco to a policeman, and this and that and so on, but we've got to change your name. And I said, what comes to mind is Marilyn, because I said, I'll tell you why, Marilyn, because Marilyn Miller was one of the biggest stage stars that the vaudeville or anybody else had ever known in the days gone by. Anyway, Marilyn Miller, I said, Marilyn would be so fantastic. At that time, the phone rang, and I picked it up, and it was my friend Monroe Manning, and who was a writer. And I said, hi, Monroe, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll call you right back in a few minutes. May I? And he said, sure, Mick, I understand. So I said, okay, Monroe, I'll call. And I stopped dead. And she says, what's the matter, Mickey? And I said, I was talking to your last name. She says, what's that? I said, Monroe, your name is going to be Marilyn Monroe. And the rest is history.
That's a bunch of bull.
But so well told.
But so well told from one of the biggest stars. The world.
I want to end this segment with a happy moment for you and I. Last week, a couple of weeks ago, we were playing when people sang impromptu on the show. Well, we had Jose Feliciano in the studio.
Oh, that was great.
And he, if you remember the TV show Chico and the Man with Freddie Prinze, he did the theme song to Chico and the Man.
Mm-hmm.
And we kindly asked him, Jose?
He did everything we asked him to do.
Can we sing Chico and the Man with you? He said, sure.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand. Chico, if you try now, I know that you can lend a helping hand, 'cause there's good in everyone, and a new day has begun. You can see the morning sun if you try, and I know things will be better, yeah. Oh yes they will, for poor Chico and the man, yeah. Yes they will, for poor Chico and the man.
That was so good.
Sing it by ourselves.
I know it.
Just a little trip down memory lane.
Boy, we're good.
Yeah. You know, thanks for him for helping.
Well, you know, everybody needs a little help, and we were there for it.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. Haney and I were just talking about it, and it just reminded me here on the Absolute Law text line that Babcock Ranch, totally solar-powered, too. So your electric bills would be, like, real low. They're off the grid.
So, you haven't seen any paperwork or anything, have you?
Yeah, I got paperwork. I got paperwork on a lot of stuff.
Is there anywhere there that you're required to join the militia?
I don't know. I was a guest. Once I'm a resident, Lord knows what I'll find out. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Now, does it say anything? If you're a resident, can you back out at any time? Or
I don't know. I don't have all. There's a drive-through Babcock Ranch. That's going in. Rob's showing us some footage, but I already know all about it because I've been there.
Because you've been to Wayward.
Yeah. Now here's the bridge into Wayward. You got to go over the bridge into Wayward.
That's a fake bridge.
It's not a fake bridge. There's water underneath it. Then you take the.
Oh, I see. They just put a facade on the concrete.
Yeah, to make it look good. To make it look special. Okay, they're just repeating that over
all
again.
All right, there's some scrub.
That's just leading into it. That's just to get you off the there we go. There's some of the home building that they're doing, but they something I talked to Rick in our production room. He said there's going to be like 17,000 homes out there.
Is Rick in on it too?
Oh, yeah, he went out there.
So everybody's going out
That's
there.
That's beautiful. And then you got Babcock Ranch National Golf Course out there. It's beautiful. You know, look at that, plenty of sidewalk parking.
Oh, I see they got the flag flying.
Oh yeah,
proudly.
Well,
that's a plus.
I think that's at the post office. They've got their own government buildings, hospitals, supermarkets, parks.
Is that shuffleboard?
Yeah. Well, they got everything there. I mean, literally everything.
Everything.
Yeah. There you come to the big lake and boat ramp.
Or you could have sailing regattas there.
Yeah, yeah. There's your restaurants up
ahead. I'm looking at this. Looks like the garden spot of the world.
It is.
Yeah. Great, gracious living.
Yeah. Let's.
What is that?
Where the restaurants are and pubs and things like that. Indoor and outdoor dining. Right across the street, they got some little shops over there. This is the town square, little park. Oh, yeah, it's nice. It's really nice.
I wonder if this is what the pioneers of Cape Coral felt.
They felt that way, but then it wasn't built like this. let's do the...
No, but right I mean, it starts out like that.
It starts out like that.
Because the first thing they built was, you know, the Nautilus, and everything was really nice.
Yeah, It's nice. I thought it was spectacular.
But what happens when it starts to get built out?
I don't know. It's just nice.
It does look nice.
Yeah. Grab bag.
Something almost hypnotizing.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I don't know why. It's just going through my head. What a buy. What a value.
Yep, US 41, North Naples.
And I know nothing about it, yet I'm looking at it, and that's what I think.
You, let's put it this way. I got so hypnotized, I was ready to pull out my checkbook. And there ain't nothing in it. Hey, you know what? Over the weekend, it happened. We're in the month of March.
Welcome to March, and congratulations on completing the second month of 2020. In total, you have survived a World War III threat, Harry and Meghan stepping back from the Royals, the Grammys, the Oscars, Trump's acquittal, the Iowa caucuses, Boy Scouts going bankrupt, J-Lo and Shakira's Super Bowl halftime gyrating, climate change bushfires, the Democratic debates, volcanic eruptions, Harvey Weinstein's verdict, a worldwide killer virus outbreak, and Justin Bieber's mustache. Now, enjoy National Umbrella Month.
Oh, thank you. Oh, by the way, because you wanted it, next weekend, this coming weekend, we spring forward.
And that's where I lose an hour.
Yeah, but that's what you wanted.
Yeah, but they should just leave it there.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen.
Damn it.
A message from Corona Beer.
Hi, I'm Ron from Corona Beer. I just read that 38% of Americans won't drink Corona because of coronavirus. What are you, stupid? What do you think? If you squeeze a delicious citrus fruit into your refreshing Corona beer, you'll get Lyme disease? Now, to be honest, Corona still does cause drunkenness, beer goggles, and poor judgment, but you'll be fine as long as you drink responsibly. For the rest of you, maybe you just keep drinking your Natty Lights and having sex with your cousins. Or, you know, maybe for starters, once a week you wash your hands, you f***ing hillbillies. Corona, beer, not virus. Gracias.
Thank you.
Well done.
Needed to be said. Happy birthday, John Bon Jovi.
The one that started it all, yep. Right there.
She's a little runaway. It's my.
Oh, yeah. See, that was, what, 87?
Somewhere around there.
So, if we were halfway there in 87, where are we now?
About a third of the way to go. Follow me on this one. Dateline, Philadelphia. Guy stole an ambulance. Got onto the radio in the ambulance.
Yeah, about you.
And started talking nonsense.
Yeah, about you.
He claimed he had been shot 20 times, died, brought himself back to life. He talked about God, and he's there to save everyone. Here's just a little sample. There's the footage of the guy stealing the ambulance.
This is the man driving the high ambulance. I am a father's son. I've been shot 20 times. You cannot stop me. We are in a new world. I'm here to save all of you. All you have to do is ask Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. That's all you have to do. All right? And I will forgive you.
He will.
And he will forgive you. And Lord and Father God will forgive you. And listen, when I was in that hotel room, I ripped my own eyeballs out and cured them in front of somebody that taped me. Find them people. They have the tape.
Oh, they have the tape.
They sure did.
You know, people like that always get cut off so quick.
I know,
I can never get to what they're talking
about.
I
just want
to
stop them.
No, I want to hear what they have to say, but they always get cut off.
Annie, let me introduce you to Richie Lund.
Hello, Richie.
Richie's a college student.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, and he posted a video explaining what it's like to be a black guy adopted by white parents.
I always get asked, what's it like being a black guy adopted by white parents? I'll tell you. I'm too black for white people, but too white for black people. I don't use the N-word, but I still have that right. I love to sing, and I love black culture, but I sound like a white guy. And I can yodel.
Nice.
There he is.
That's very nice.
Yep. Oh. Dateline, Oklahoma City. Dateline, Oklahoma City. A guy living in Oklahoma City had thought some squirrels had gotten into his attic. You hear him scurrying around up there, making all kinds of noise. So he went up into his attic to check it out. This is the creep factor. No, it wasn't squirrels. It was a guy camped out in his attic. Decided he was gonna spend a little time up there.
That's much different than squirrels.
Yes. Apparently, they say he'd been up there at least one night, maybe longer than one. The homeowner found him, put his gun on him, and called 911. You'll hear the 911 operator say, "Oh, I'll put the gun down." The homeowner pretty much saying, "The hell I will." Here's the 911 call.
Oklahoma City 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I've got a man, a stranger in my house, came into the attic, camped out overnight. I need somebody here immediately. I have a gun on him right now. Grab your bag, we're going down the stairs.
Have you put the gun down?
No, I'm walking him down the stairway. Turn left here.
Cops came. Got him arrested.
Can you hit that just one more time? Because it really set something off with me.
Yeah, here you go.
Oklahoma City 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I've got a man, a stranger in my house, came into the attic, camped out overnight. I need somebody here immediately. I have a gun on him right now. Grab your bag, we're going down the stairs.
Have you put the gun down?
No, I'm walking him down the stairway. Turn left here.
Yeah, I think it should all be able to be explained in song.
There's a silence here between us I've never heard before. And I can't find the love in her eyes anymore.
What was he doing up there?
Some changes go
he was living.
On.
Living up there. It was his home, too.
Oh, yeah?
The presence of another man. There's a stranger in my
life. Who would have known? Yeah. Ronnie Millsap, yeah. So prophetic all those years ago.
Oh, somebody said I didn't tell how old John Bon Jovi was. He's 58 today.
Well, bully for him.
Yeah.
When did he let it go? I've noticed he's let it go full gray now.
Yeah. Kind of like me.
Well, he fought it much harder.
Did he? Did he die?
Yeah.
Dye the hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oprah wiped out on stage the other day.
Well, in fairness to her, she was talking about balance.
Yes, she was. Talking about balance in life. And
you know how it gets to you. You're thinking about balance, and then boom,
down you go.
Wellness to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
Oh, Oprah.
Wrong shoes.
It's nice to be talking about balance and fall.
Oh, she went down hard.
Why?
Little, but she got stumbled in her feet. She got her feet tied up.
Did she forget how to walk?
Go back to, there we go. Oh, see? Bah, 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 bah. Oh.
A fumble on the play, but
oh.
Looked like it went out of bounds to me.
Yeah, it was like she
she was invisibly tackled.
Tripped over her own feet. Oh!
Down!
And
that is not a first down.
No. Speaking of that, tumbling over your own feet, how's Tim Tebow doing with those Mets during spring training?
Last I heard of Tim Tebow, he was going to play for the Philippines in the World Championship Baseball.
Well, he had a long shoelace is what he's attributing it, because he basically fell over his own feet while...
Oprah, Tim Tebow, yeah. Is anyone safe?
Let's go to the play.
0-2 from Gilliam, and Schrock flies one out to left. Tebow toward the line, stumbles, and can't make the catch. Throw comes to second, and Schrock dives in safely. Looked like a routine fly ball, but Tebow lost his footing, and Schrock winds up with a shoelace double.
He had it all the way,
And he just fell down. I mean, he's under it.
There. He's tripped over his own foot.
Oh, look at his shoelaces.
It's a shoelace double all the way.
Yep. Shoelace. Oh, the shoelace. Tie your shoes, Tim. Should have learned that when you were five.
Did you hear about his last injury?
What happened to him the last time? He's a highly tuned athlete, and it's almost like one of your supercars when something goes on it.
I guess he was out in the outfield and couldn't get himself positioned right, and so he tried to barehand a line drive, and I guess it broke his hand.
Really?
Yeah.
That happens. We're going to take a break.
I just don't know why one NFL team would not have said, you know what, for a couple of years, throw it out the window, let Tebow be Tebow. He'd win.
He'd find a way to win.
Yeah.
He wouldn't make it look pretty.
It doesn't matter.
But he'd find a way.
He has the will to win.
Yeah. There's that intangible. That will to win.
And that's like Mahomes has it, too.
Yeah.
But there's very few that do.
It's like Tannehill had it after he left the Dolphins. The will to win. I just have to throw that in.
No. Tannehill never had it. He's never going to have it.
Yeah, well, he's a winner now.
Stan, I say this with all respect.
What's what?
Because... you have it on your resume that you did play professional football.
Yes, I did. I played pro ball.
Now, your skills haven't lent themselves to the quarterback position.
No.
Having said that, I would have a very high degree of confidence.
Yeah.
That if your one and only job...
Yeah.
was to hand the football to Derrick Henry so that he could run for like 359 yards.
Yeah.
I think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
You hand him the ball and then you back way off.
Yeah. Which turned him into a winner.
Yep.
Told you. When we come back.
His playoff games that he won.
Yeah.
I think the high was 99 yards passing.
I'm sorry. I touched on a sore subject. Because that got you going.
And
I'm just doing it as a flippant joke.
Have you noticed that when it comes to the Titans, they're out of no conversation about acquiring any quarterback? I don't think that they've said, well, we found our guy.
Well, he'll change their minds come fall again. when we come back...
And he will.
Yeah.
And then they'll give him some big contract.
Yes.
And the first thing he'll do is break a pinky and talk about how much it hurts him to not be on the field.
Yep. You know about turf toe.
Yep. And then they'll probably have to sign Matt Moore to bail him out again.
We got the low. Remember, I think it was Friday, I did the story about the toe-sucking guy?
Oh, God.
We got something just as bad, and it's finally come to
light.
And
you said that guy had like a fan club saying he was innocent.
Yeah, but I forgot. I know other things now, too.
Well, all right, then.
Yeah, but we've got another story. Stan's local beat. This one ranks right up there. We didn't know about it until the lawsuit was brought just this past week.
What?
About something similar.
What have we done kinda. Now?
And then also later on today, I had a few more left of Stan and Haney stories with the celebrities. Got a few more that we didn't get to on Friday. We'll do a few more of them today.
Oh, please tell me we got one from June Lockhart.
No. No, we don't. Also, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. We're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. We've got a lot of choices, and you've chosen us, and I thank you for it. We're going to get a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer in about 30 minutes. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. You know, we keep telling you how Matt Mangus is down at South Street every Friday. Well, you want to put Saturday on your calendar down at South Street as 96 K-Rock presents Cinder with special guest Lilium. It's going to be this Saturday, March the 7th, South Street in the Gullet Corner Shopping Center in Naples. Tickets are on sale now at southstreetnaples.com. And, of course, we'll have tickets during the week as well. Yes, Haney.
Stan, you slipped something in earlier, and I want to make sure I understand it.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that it's this weekend that all of my clocks will be correct again?
Yeah, we spring forward.
Awesome. Yeah, because I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I just do the math in my head.
Right.
I leave the clocks on daylight because it's that way most of the time.
Yeah.
And I just, right now in my car, it says 5-something.
No, but it's actually 4-something.
But you're telling me next week it'll be correct.
It'll be correct. It will be in the 5 o'clock hour. We lose that hour.
I have beat the system again.
Yep, because you just never change your clocks.
Nope.
Yep. You went one day and said, I don't feel like doing it. What's the use?
Oh, I'm more and more like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the use?
Yeah, you'll be back on track inside a week.
Yeah. Not that long.
Nope. Good for you, Haney. Let's get you.
I think if anything, we should bump it up a month. We can do that, can't we?
America has done that. It used to be you sprang forward later and you fell back later. It used to be. They changed. More than that, probably like a decade ago, they changed. They jumped ahead.
And what a glorious day it will be. And keep in mind, the state of Florida has done everything it can. And we just need the federal government's blessing, and we'll be on daylight all the time.
Yes. And in the summertime, we'll be on Eastern daylight time, and in the winter because we'll be the only state not fallen back in the east, we would move to Atlantic time. That means everything comes on a little bit later.
See, because all this clock watching,
NFL games wouldn't start till 2.
That's fine. Let's see, it's ideal, really. I did the story not that long ago, because when you start messing with the clock, strange things happen, where for 1 hour a year in the panhandle mm-hmm. of Florida, it's the same time as it is in Oregon.
Yep.
But only for an hour.
Yep. Till they get their clock set.
And that's the kind of nonsense we don't need.
Let's get you updated.
You know, I love...
What?
These political Twitter accounts where, like, if you're following Joe Biden, every once in a while he'll pop off with something like, isn't it about time we had a female black Supreme Court justice? With me?
Yep. They're all dropping out of the race so that he can be the main guy. Take down Bernie. We start off kind of busy. North Fort Myers got a crash. New Post Road and Bayshore Road. Also in North Fort Myers, a crash. Bayshore Road and Euclid Avenue. I wonder if they're in the same area. I don't know. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and Heritage Palms Boulevard. And also in Fort Myers, crash, 13,000 block of Plantation Road. I think it might be by a building or something because it says it's right next to Building 5 at that address. And you, are up to date. Now, coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Caney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, you're about to find out because Haney's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We've got a lot of states in America.
Yeah, we've got about 50 of them.
And this being an election year and the primaries going on, there's a lot of talk about which states best represent America as a whole. So a new study ranked all the states according to how American they are.
All right.
We have the results.
By the way, there's somebody, and they don't get it, about the daylight savings time and how Florida and Oregon can be on the same time.
Not necessary.
You gentlemen, it's 3 hours difference. The panhandle of Florida is in the central time zone. When they fall back and gain an hour, it is suddenly what it is in the mountain time zone for 1 hour until it gets there, and they fall back and separate.
It only lasts an hour.
It only lasts an hour. Where central and mountain, until the hour goes by and mountain can catch up to the central, for 1 hour, the panhandle of Florida and the eastern part of Oregon,
and the reason
is on the same time.
And the reason we point it out is because it's nonsensical.
Yeah.
You're
each
welcome.
Each time zone falls back or springs forward
one hour each.
Not necessary. That's 3 hours, guys. Please.
Well, that's the facts, fella.
Yep.
We can't control your feelings about the subject.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
So if you feel that that's wrong,
yeah,
in your world, it's wrong.
Yep.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Yep.
You know, if there's one thing we love on this show, it's keeping you up to date on new products.
Oh, you darn right.
A new device that resembles a banana goes in your underpants and blocks your farts.
Yep, that can't be healthy.
A man who was born on a leap day just had a daughter on leap day.
Aw, isn't that special?
And yes, I'm aware his wife was involved, okay?
Yep, we're aware of that.
We're just trying economy of words. That's what we're trying here. A woman dined and dashed but forgot her ID on the table. And finally, a man used a rubber chicken to steal a fast food charity donation box.
Doesn't get any lower than that.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. That means 4 o'clock fluffer time around here. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
A crazed scientist has the power to be invisible in The Invisible Man.
What was that?
I think that's the sound of him becoming invisible.
Okay.
You're welcome, Rob. So, what if you had that superpower?
What, to be invisible?
Exactly. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you could do if you became invisible.
Top things you could do if you became invisible.
Well, no question. You'd be the big, big winner at hide and go seek.
That's true. That's true.
Volunteer for national security missions. Just kidding. Watch chicks shower.
Sure. I'd go everywhere you're not supposed to go.
And then you know what?
What?
You'd find out it's no big deal,
yeah, no.
And you didn't want to be there anyway.
Correct. Then you're stuck being invisible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good that does you, especially if you want to have a conversation.
I think it would be great to go surfing because sharks couldn't see you.
That's true. That's true.
But then again, their eyesight isn't that good.
No, they just see the board. Looks like nothing's on the board. And beach watchers, it would say, nothing to worry about. It's just the board.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're getting chewed alive.
Yeah. And, you know, you'll do a lot of splashing around. That attracts them. And they'll probably get a lucky bite. Yeah.
You'd be out there splashing. Nobody can see you. Ah, bait fish.
Check that. See? We worked the problem.
Yeah, we sure did.
Take the Sharpie from the Starbucks barista and write the correct spelling of your name on his forehead.
I agree.
Drive around town just to see people say, hey, they make a self-driving 92 Tercel?
Clean up at McDinner?
What?
Clean up at McDinner?
Thank you, honey. Become the Houston Astros official signal stealer.
Yeah. And tell me what situation you're having.
What?
Tell me what situation you're having.
What situation? What are you talking about?
Can you speak like an adult, please, and tell me what situation you're having?
The situation is this. I've consulted an attorney.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
I don't want you to speak to me anymore. Speak to my attorney.
And finally, the very top thing you'd do if you could become invisible.
Yes.
Find out what it's like to walk the streets of Los Angeles without 400 SoundCloud rappers trying to sell their mixtapes. Yo. And that, my friend.
Email time. Ahoy at... Oh, that's loud. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy... at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Freddie. This is from Don and Jeannie. Ahoy, gents. Don and Jeannie here. Stan, what breed of cat do you have? We were a Persian cat family, but now just have a yellow napped Amazon parrot that could snap your finger clean off. Well, cool. I have plenty of scars to show for his affection when he feels like it. I was wondering what kind of battle would they have, your cat against my Amazon parrot? Oh.
Chicken.
Chicken!
I have a feeling your cat would be dining on parrot wings. Love you guys. Keep on keeping on. Haney 2024. Yeah. My cat's a Highland Lynx or Alabama Wildcat. Take your pick. This is from Fred. Guys, I was just watching the mainstream media on Saturday and heard how we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So I may as well say it now. Thanks for the entertainment over the years. I'll see you all in the next life. And oh, by the way, Harvey Weinstein didn't kill himself.
Just trying to get a jump on this one.
Preemptive.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way, Guardian, I finally did get Haney his second birthday gift. I had it, but I forgot to get it to him on Friday. He's got it now.
I haven't opened it yet, but thank you, Guardian.
Why don't you do that? Let's take a look at it right now while you're at it.
Okay.
Because I think it goes hand in hand with the other thing he got you.
You've been very demanding today.
What do you mean I've been very... Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Gentlemen, over the weekend, I was looking for something to watch on the Idiot Box when I came across a concert on PBS. It was the Pink Floyd...
That is beautiful. Thank you, Guardian.
It was the Pink Floyd tribute band, Brit Floyd. Oh, we've given away tickets to them before.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I don't know who the members of this band are, but damn, they were very good. I dare say they were as good, or in a couple of songs, maybe even better than the original. I guess the thing with Brit Floyd is they play the Pink Floyd stuff note for note. Nothing varies from the way Pink Floyd would do it. Now, I'm no expert, but that was damn great. So, Stan, any more attempts to collect your insurance? What insurance? You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
What insurance? That's my beeswax. I don't know what he's talking about.
I could guess, but that would just make it worse.
Yes. I don't want to speculate either. Guess what? We're taking a trip into the Wayback Machine when we come back. What was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year? We'll take a look at the bottom of American Top 40, 40 through 36 when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Ah, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Monday with us. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get into the Wayback Machine here in just a moment. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. But right now, I want to tell you about this because Haney and I have been Xfinity customers for a long time. No matter where you are, Xfinity Mobile gives you the most reliable wireless network to connect you with those who matter most. That's because it's the only wireless network that gives you the best coverage and more flexible data.
You can share data with others, mix lines with unlimited, and switch it up at any time of the month. No one else lets you do that. And it doesn't stop there. When you switch, you can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Plus, Xfinity Mobile has some great deals you should check out. Right now, you can get $300 off when you buy the new Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra. Now is your chance to get a phone and a network that are out of this world. Switch now to a network that gives you the best coverage, more flexible data, and awesome savings. Now that's simple. Easy, awesome.
Yep, go online to Xfinity.com/save big. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Restrictions apply. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we're going to get into the Wayback Machine. It's busy out there today. All right, let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, North Tamiami Trail and Bayshore Road. Fort Myers, crash, 8300 block of Cypress Lake Drive, right there in the church parking lot. Lehigh Acres, crash, 3100 block of Lee Boulevard. And one more for you. It's a hit and run on Fort Myers Beach. First Street and Crescent Street. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Today, we're looking at the bottom of American Top 40, 40 through 36. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1974.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to
it. I was too young.
Not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Brownsville Station. One of the greatest songs ever made.
How you doing out there?
I'm fine.
Oh, thank you for asking.
Seen they have one of those
thank
days
you.
Where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time. But I found a way to get out of it.
Huh?
Let me tell you about it.
Hey, thanks.
Sitting in the classroom.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
It's coming in at number 39, Black Oak, Arkansas. There we go. There it is.
Oh, I hear Jim Dandy coming. That's the Stan and Haney difference. Thank you, Jim Dandy.
Oh.
We owe a lot to Jim Dandy.
Sure do. An awful lot.
We're always saving the day.
Number 39 this week in 1974. Hooga, chaka, hooga, oh, look at this. Chaka, it's Blue Suede.
I can't chaka, stop hooga, this hooga, feeling hooga, hooga, deep inside hooga, of me. Hooga, 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 girl, you just hooga, don't realize hooga, hooga, what you do to me.
Get me the hookah.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know
we could use a hookah
everything's
here.
All right.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Isn't that frowned upon?
Yes. Yeah, but it's not smoking cigarettes. It's a hookah.
That's candy. Its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine.
Yeah.
Got a bug from you, girl.
This is a BJ Thomas song.
Yep.
I just stay affecting if I can for sure.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
That's Blue Suede. Number 38 this week in 74, and hooked on a feeling. I heard you the first time. Gladys Knight and the Pips. It doesn't get any better than this. Number 37.
Best of
bad situation.
Best.
the Stan and Haney difference. Hey, somebody say keep on rocking.
Number one song in the land, by the way, was Terry Jacks'
season in the sun.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hello, how did it go?
Goodbye, Michelle. It's hard to die
when all the birds are singing in the sky.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Everywhere. Pretty children in the air. We had joy.
You're off key.
See, I know. What do you want from me?
I don't believe I asked, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I believe that that was something that you appreciate took upon that. Yourself.
We had joy.
And it quickly became out of control.
Here.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABCs, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky.
Where it lost me.
Now that spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Monday afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Rob Show in at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your evening. You heard a guy with intestinal problems win earlier today. K-Rock invites you to the annual Busch Gardens Tampa Bay Food and Wine Festival. It's going on now through April 26th. Tampa Bay's favorite spring festival back, featuring, you know, the delicious food, world-class concerts, plus a wide selection of wine and craft brews and cocktails. It's the Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival. Includes nightly concerts. I keep listening to win tickets like the guy that had stomach problems earlier today. And check out the full concert lineup. They got different concerts every week. 96krock.com, the place to go. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Just a couple of things on the board this half hour. We'll start in North Fort Myers, where there is a crash. The 1700 block of North Tamiami Trail, right by Badcock Home Furniture. And then we got a crash in Bonita Springs, Country Club Drive, and Mandevilla Drive. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. It starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr, and suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, March 2nd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Let me ask you a question real quick before you start the news, because you know what? You get these texters that just want to voice their opinions. And that Ozzie Elton song, Ordinary Man, does that sound anything like Guns N' Roses' November Rain to you?
No. But we do have a bit of unfinished business.
What is it?
Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die.
One of the most depressing songs ever to hit number one.
Now that the spring is in the air.
Small children everywhere.
Yeah. Little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
If I'm not mistaken, and we used to play this. I was in the sixth grade when this song was out, and our teacher, Mr. Paluca, would play this song and say, before it was all on the charts big, that it was the number one song in Florida, that it broke in Florida, that this was a Florida song, and then it made its way up north and then became a big pop hit, but Florida is where this song came from.
Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die.
When all the birds are singing in the sky.
Now that the spring is in the air.
Flowers everywhere.
With the flowers.
Guys, I love Elton John and Ozzy Osbourne. Why did it sound like I heard the November Rain song from Guns N' Roses throughout? I'm only on beer too.
The stars we could reach.
We're the starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach, we're just starfish on the beach.
We had joy, we had fun.
Oh my God.
No kidding. And I want to say that that was number one for like ever. Still there. Okay, there. It's there. Okay. Oh, ah. Shh. Okay.
Oh my God. You know what it says?
What?
It was written by Rod McEwen.
He ain't singing it.
Mm-mm. But a big hit in Florida.
Yep. It started in Florida.
Time now for Things You Did Not Know.
Okay.
Stan knows the U.S. presidents like nobody's business. And in certain ways, to an unhealthy extent.
Oh, I know. Trust me. It was forced on me as a kid.
There is only one president who never lived in the White House.
Piece of cake.
But he had a good reason.
Yeah, he had a good reason why he didn't live in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington wasn't even built. It wasn't built until John Adams was in the White House. Well, got to the White House.
Yeah. And
he didn't want to go.
No, because it was all swampland. I think it was the same development company that built Cape Coral.
Yeah. And do you remember in the Paul
they said,
Giamatti film?
They said, hey, when this is all filled in,
yeah,
it's going to be something.
Beautiful. In the Paul Giamatti, John Adams film, they showed it, and you could only imagine. It was just the house sitting there, not even fully completed. It was cold. It was damp. It was just plain miserable.
You may as well have had a sign up that said, welcome to malaria.
Yup. And hated it because I think they moved from Philadelphia, where the capital
where it was civilized,
and they went
and to this little triangle of land where they were building the Capitol and they were building the White House. And it's all right. That's the president's house now. Move in.
Thank you, no.
And they hated it.
Another more recent president, Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Yes.
Now, this will really put you to the test, Dan.
What?
What was his absolute favorite food?
I got no... sliced pineapple.
Now, remember, Stan, you may have agreed with his policies, but the media made sure that he was a repulsive man.
Oh, absolutely. What was his favorite food?
Cottage cheese and ketchup.
Blah. Somebody just said Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses, formerly.
Yeah.
Wrote Seasons in the... Is that what you said?
No, he's talking about November Rain.
Oh.
And the Elton John song.
Oh.
Because Duff McKagan is a member of the band that Ozzy's recording with.
Right.
Got nothing to do with Rod McEwen and Seasons
in the Sun.
Not a damn thing.
All right. I think we're getting our lines crossed.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. But this guy, he kept saying it sounded like Guns N' Roses.
With the primaries underway, there's a lot of talk about which states best represent America.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, I was under the impression that all of them were part of America, but I was wrong. So a new study ranked all 50 states according to how American they are.
Florida on that list?
It always is.
Florida.
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 Florida. Probably Texas, too. Texas.
Researchers looked at about 30 factors like age, diversity, which is our strength.
Right.
Income. Unemployment, religion, and party affiliation. And they've come to the conclusion the state that most represents America as a whole is Illinois.
What? Well, other than it being Midwest... What does Illinois have to offer me?
Well, I don't know, but I would guess the fact that Illinois is comprised of big cities, but at the same time, small towns. The top 10 most American states.
Jeez.
Illinois. Florida, Florida, Florida.
We came in second?
And we are listed three times. Yeah, Florida, Florida, Florida. Michigan, Arizona, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Delaware, North Carolina, and Indiana. The least American state?
California.
Vermont. Followed by Mississippi.
What?
Utah. West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
And Taxachusetts.
So, Massachusetts is the least American state, which is, of course, where the revolution is central for the American Revolution.
Yeah.
Bunker Hill.
Well, keep in mind, Stan, this comes to us from academia and cannot be trusted.
Exactly. Massachusetts.
I'll never forget when it all changed for me with academia.
What's that?
It happened live on this show.
It did.
And we had some political science professor from FGCU who he came on this show and shredded the Constitution.
He did. And we were listening to him because I think we might have been talking about immigration or something.
Yeah, we were naive. We didn't think that sort of thing went on. But,
and he
boy.
Went for 20 minutes that we're dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's true.
That's when I knew things had changed.
Yep, I knew it a little bit sooner. It's just getting worse, that's all. But I remember that.
And when, you know, little old me here, I'm not a professor, tried to defend the Constitution, I was laughed at and mocked.
Yep, I remember.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'm with our friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Guys, what makes Diamond District so different from other jewelry stores in Southwest Florida?
It's our team. We have three master jewelers working hard daily to help customize your experience. Two GIA graduate gemologists, a Forevermark world ambassador, and friendly non-commissioned consultants to share their knowledge and help make your diamond buying experience the best you'll ever have.
It's our buying power. Diamond District has partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. And as well, we have traveled to Antwerp, Israel, and India to select the most beautiful diamonds and offer them to you at the most competitive prices in the world.
It's the hands-on, pour our hearts into it attitude Jason and I have had since opening in 2003. We know that every diamond that leaves the Diamond District goes on to tell a beautiful story.
When you're ready, we hope you'll begin your story with a diamond from the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News.
On the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, they say certain things run in the family.
Yep.
Now, I'm not sure if that's true in this case or if it is just a very bizarre coincidence. A couple in Sacramento had their daughter, Camilla, on Saturday. Right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, Saturday just so happened to be leap day. And luckily for young Camilla, her father, Ivan, also has a leap day birthday. He was born on February 29th, 1988. So he turned 32 on Saturday, or 8, depending on how you do your math. According to the hospital, the odds of a parent and child both having a birthday on February 29th, 1 in 2.1 million. But I'm sure he'll be able to help his daughter navigate the strange world of leap day birthdays.
Sure. There he is right there. He knows. He's thinking, live the life I've led. Then you'll know.
Oh, the old walk a mile in
my shoes. Yeah. It's a different world if you're born on leap day.
Yep. Didn't have it so easy.
Nope.
People weren't so accepting back then. We were called freaks.
Yep. Yeah.
Couldn't get a job.
Yep. Laughed at. Scowled.
Three women and a man recently went to a restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
The bill came to $77.
All right. What to do? Dutch?
The party placed $25 on the table and fled.
What?
But it turns out they left something else behind, too. Mm. One of the women somehow managed to leave her ID on the table. So, although they don't know who was with her, they're trying to track her down. She is a 23-year-old and currently wanted on charges of defrauding public accommodations. I believe that's what we used to call defrauding an innkeeper.
Yes. Well, look at that. Absolute Law text line.
What is it now? Guys, what have we done now?
Guys, I remember that conversation you had with the professor. And though I disagree with that lib professor's stand, he pretty much kicked your butts in that debate. I don't think so.
He may have, because we were so dumbfounded by the stupidity flowing out of his mouth.
And on. He's one of them guys you can't interrupt. Look, the old saying goes, you go into college, and some kids, their brain's a sponge, and they'll adopt that point of view. Then you get Bernie Sanders. Then there are others who already have their point of view, and they just say, look, to succeed in this world in what I want to do, I need a college degree. So I'm going to go and sit and listen to the BS, get out, and then I'll do what I want to do. Now, they're hoping that they get as many dumbfounded sponges in there as possible. That guy was a complete quack.
Full-on pod person.
Yes!
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
And someone wants to correct you on the odds of being born on the 29th.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, the odds are actually 50-50, Haney. Either it'll happen or it won't.
That's fine. It's not about facts. It's about feelings. So if that feels right to you, I'd suggest you go with it. Because the chances of it ever affecting your life are much, the odds are much higher.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. It's devolving.
I don't feel well, and now I'm getting angry.
I know. That's why. I'm going to shut that screen off.
And the only reason I'm getting angry is about that professor who has no regard for our flag.
Yep.
I'll bet you his degree was funded by Red China. You laugh.
Oh, I'm not. Look.
Damn Chi-Coms. A few weeks ago, a man walked into a Tim Hortons in Alberta, Canada.
He was a hockey player.
Carrying a rubber chicken. Hmm. Now, that's something we can all agree is hilarious from the start.
Yep.
He walked up to the counter and put the rubber chicken right on top of the little box that was there to collect money for charity.
Oh, no.
And with the rubber chicken getting all the attention it deserves, he simply walked out with the rubber chicken covering the box of cash for the less fortunate. The police are trying to track him down, and for some reason they did make a point of saying that Carrot Top is not involved.
Yeah, look at that picture of him. What? No, he's not, conspicuous.
Not in Canada, he's not.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's cold up there. It's got them that hat that has flaps down over the ears.
Yeah, I believe, is that a toque?
Look at him. What an idiot.
Just in there for an order of back bacon. And that's the news for today, Monday, March 2nd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take...
So keep in mind, don't worry about the facts. Just worry about how things make you feel, and that will be correct.
You know, this guy, he said, you could always schedule a C-section to ensure that your baby was born on the 29th. You can do that.
That's considered cheating in anyone's world.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
And, you know, if there was a wager, that would have to be written into the language.
No C-section,
inducing of labor.
We'll be back. 96K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, let's see. Okay. Three things on the board. We'll start in Cape Coral. Traffic control. Veterans Parkway and Sandoval Boulevard. Then we got two in Fort Myers. Crash, Alico Road and Three Oaks Parkway. Jeez, there's one route gone. And also crash, Fort Myers, International Drive and Daniels Parkway. Well, I guess I'll just hang out for a while. And you are up to date.
Every breath you take. Every move you make. Every bond you break. Every step you take. I'll be watching you. Every single day.
Yeah.
Every word you say. Every game you play. Every night you stay. I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
My heart aches with every step you take.
Right on.
Every move. Every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stake, I'll be watching you.
That's brassy.
Since you've been gone, I've been lost without a trace. I dream at night, I can only see your face. I look around, but it's you I can't replace. I feel so cold and long for your embrace. I keep crying. Can't you see? You belong to me. My heart aches with every breath you take. Every breath you take. Every move you make. Every bond you break. Every step you take. I'll be watching you.
Yeah!
And every single and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Every single day, every game you play, I'll be watching you.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I've always been a fan of food my whole life. And you know, some people, if they were a fat kid, they will look back on it and be very bitter about it. Not me. I love being a fat kid. You know why? No one ever tried to snatch me. And this was in the 80s when snatching was all the rage. I would have been a perfect candidate, too. I loved candy. Loved it. I would have done anything for a Snickers bar. I love rides in white vans. Oh. Who needs windows? It turns out, snatchers have a type. I didn't know this. They have a type, and it's not little girls that look like the fat kid from the movie The Sandlot. That kid's face is on a vintage t-shirt, and people are wearing it again, and I am running into them, and they freak out. They're like, oh! Then I have to be like, you're killing me, Smalls. Because I don't want to let people down.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this laughter. That means 4 o'clock fluffer time around here. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
A crazed scientist has the power to be invisible in The Invisible Man.
What was that?
I think that's the sound of him becoming invisible.
Okay.
You're welcome, Rob. So, what if you had that superpower?
What, to be invisible?
Exactly. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you could do if you became invisible.
Top things you could do if you became invisible.
Well, no question. You'd be the big winner at hide and go seek.
That's true. That's true.
Volunteer for national security missions. Just kidding. Watch chicks shower.
Sure. I'd go everywhere you're not supposed to go.
And then you know what?
What?
You'd find out it's no big deal
yeah,
and you didn't want to be there anyway.
Correct. Then you're stuck being invisible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good that does you, especially if you want to have a conversation.
I think it would be great to go surfing because sharks couldn't see you.
That's true.
But then again, their eyesight isn't that good.
No, they just see the board. Looks like nothing's on the board. And beach watchers, it would say, nothing to worry about. It's just the board.
Meanwhile, yeah.
You're getting chewed alive.
Yeah. And, you know, you'll do a lot of splashing around that attracts them. And they'll probably get a lucky bite.
Yeah. You'd be out there splashing, nobody can see you. Ah, bait fish.
Check that. See, we worked the problem.
Yeah, we sure did.
Take the Sharpie from the Starbucks barista and write the correct spelling of your name on his forehead.
I agree.
Drive around town just to see people say, hey, they make a self-driving 92 Tercel?
Clean up and make dinner.
What?
Clean up and make dinner.
Thank you, honey. Become the Houston Astros official signal stealer.
And tell me what situation you're having.
What?
Tell me what situation you're having.
What situation? What are you talking about?
Can you speak like an adult, please, and tell me what situation you're having?
The situation is this. I've consulted an attorney.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
I don't want you to speak to me anymore. Speak to my attorney.
And finally, the very top thing you'd do if you could become invisible.
Yes.
Find out what it's like to walk the streets of Los Angeles without 400 SoundCloud rappers trying to sell their mixtapes. Yo. And that, my friend.
Albert, I trust the building.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.